Our special guest at Ivy Tech is our great friend, Dr. Martin Wolfger. He is the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mike, my friend. How are you?
Get your tassels and your mortarboard out of the way. We're doing radio here, for crying out loud. And by the way, I don't think we talked about this. I don't know how I missed this. You won a national award earlier in the year, and the last time we talked, we just didn't get around to that, huh? We just missed that, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I was really humbled. I was nominated by our students for our College Administrator of the Year Award through our Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society. So I got to travel down to Florida to receive the award in May, I believe, early May. So it's wonderful.
So you get nominated, which is fantastic because it's by your students, right? That's the best part.
Yes, it's by the students.
Then you go down there and did you win the big award? Did you win you won the national award? How are you burying the lead here? What are you doing to me here? Are you doing?
Yes, I was not the only person who won a national award, but there's dozens of administrators that were nominated, and I believe this year I think 28 of them nationwide won some kind of award, so I was one of them.
I'm not worried about the other 27, buddy. Congratulations. That is absolutely fantastic.
You
get to go down to Orlando. Did you go to Disney World and have any of that fun, or was this just a business trip for academics?
No, it was wonderful because I did have an extra day, so I took my daughter, who is graduating from high school, and part of her graduation gift was going to Universal Studios, and she's a big Harry Potter fan, so it was an amazing experience for both of us.
Well, that's fantastic, and then that just weaves into our story from what took place last Friday at the IU Auditorium, the graduation for the class of Ivy Tech. And, well, your daughter had a little bit to do with that as well. Wait, but she's not in college. You, what's going on here, buddy? Dr. Wolfger's daughter is in high school but is graduating Ivy Tech. That can't be right, can it?
It can, and it's one of the great success stories, I think, for our institution. And I got to tell you, Mike, graduation day is really just like Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, Memorial Day, all rolled into one for our students, faculty, and staff, and we're so proud to be able to celebrate with them at the IU Auditorium with our friends from IU who always help us along. But what you're referring to is amazing. So my daughter walked the stage last Saturday, and I was able to give her a big hug after she received her technical certificate in the Indiana College Corps, which is, you know, used to be the general education core, and that's 30 credits. It's a diploma through Ivy Tech that seamlessly transfers to any four-year school now. And so that made that evening extra special for me to see her walk across the stage, to see her actually receive a college completion about 2 weeks before she graduates from high school. And she's not the only one. We had a number of students in high school. The actual number, I think, I've got to look it up, is 370 early college students in our service area that earn a credential with us by the time they're graduating or even before they're graduating from high school. So it's absolutely fantastic.
So she takes these classes as a senior or started as a freshman? Talk to people, because I know there's people glued to the radio right now saying, wait a second, my child could do this? Explain how this can happen.
Yeah, so we have dual credit agreements with a number of high schools in our service area. My daughter goes to Eastern Green, and what students can do is they can take courses for dual credit, so they count towards high school completion, but they also grant college credit. And once they complete 30 of these courses, and AP courses count as well, they complete 30 courses, and typically their high school counselor can advise them on what courses to take. They will receive the Indiana College Corps upon graduation from high school. So they'll have not only their high school diploma, but also a college completion when they graduate. And in some schools, we even had students who earned a full associate degree. So that's 60 credits. That's half of a bachelor's degree by the time a student graduates from high school. It's just amazing.
Now, as you mentioned, this perhaps might not be for everyone, but you have counselors at Ivy Tech. The schools have counselors as well that can help map out the time the time-space continuum of how to fit this all in. So it's not required, but it is an unbelievable way to get ahead. And just explain to our listeners, Dr. Wolfger, how much all this costs.
It costs nothing, really. Ivy Tech does not charge for dual-credit courses. And so as a student, you can get your pretty much your first year of college out of the way for free. And then when you transfer to one of the public institutions, four-year institutions in Indiana, they will just accept that whole block of 30 credits and plug it into their general education requirements. It's an amazing opportunity for many of our students and also for our parents, who, of course, can save a lot of money by having their kids start in high school.
Well, no wonder why you won this national award. That's a fantastic program. I blame you for all of this. Dr. Martin Wolfger is the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at Ivy Tech. Folks, are you listening? Are you listening? You can get that far ahead. Your kids can get that far ahead for zero. It's not going to cost you anything. That is incredible. And Ivy Tech, that's just part of the story of graduation. You had over 1,300 students. You were in the building, obviously, sharing a very special family moment with your daughter. But to hear the hoots and hollers and all the great, it was Chancellor Coyne's first graduation. Did you help him out? Did you show him the ropes?
Well, it was not only, I've been there for a while now, almost 20 years, right? It was the first one he presided over, but it was also an anniversary for me because Chancellor Coyne and I kind of started in our current positions at the same time. So May 1st last year, he started as chancellor and I started officially as vice chancellor. And I think it went off without a hitch. It was a wonderful, memorable evening for everybody involved.
And the chancellor's first one, I know that'll be a special one. I'm excited to hear his thoughts. And congratulations on your anniversary as well. So some new faces, some exciting times, and the IU Auditorium is always a great place to have an event. Who was your big commencement speaker this year, and tell me why he was specially selected?
Yeah, so our speaker was a student this year, and that really makes me tremendously proud as Kevin Nguyen. He's president of our Student Government Association. He also graduated with a computer science degree. Very smart kid, graduated summa cum laude, so with highest academic honors. Was also named by his faculty as the outstanding student in his program area. And I tell you, the most exciting, the most amazing thing, I was sitting right behind him as he gave a speech, and he did not use any notes.
Wow.
He did not use any notes when he gave his commencement address, and it was really quite amazing to be there.
Well, it sounds like it, and what is the process involved of selecting the commencement speaker, and how did you get to Kevin?
So it's usually, we try to switch it around every year, but we always try to pick somebody who's closely involved with Ivy Tech, of course. Last year, for example, it was my predecessor, Dr. Larry Swofford, who retired as vice chancellor and had an amazing story to tell about his personal journey from your humble beginnings, really, to a fulfilling career in higher education. We've had alumni serve as our commencement speakers, but I really like the focus on students. So I was thrilled. I'm not on the commencement committee, but I'm thrilled that our commencement committee selected a student this year so that we had a peer give the address and kind of give some words of advice to our student graduates. So we try to switch it around every year, but it's typically somebody who has a really great story to tell. And so in this case, for example, Kevin talked about being a very shy student in the beginning and mainly trying to take, courses at a distance or online courses. And then he just decided to get involved on campus, get involved in student government. And that really changed not only his academic outlook, but it changed his life. And so it's really motivating for other students to hear that.
Dr. Martin Wolfger is the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs at Ivy Tech, and the big graduation ceremony took place last Friday. So we've got, not even a week yet to get everybody out there in the real world. But that's the other great thing, Martin, all of your folks that get degrees and walk across that stage, your placement rate is ridiculous in a good way. And you had nursing students going in practical nursing and the accelerated programs. It had to make you proud to see all these. Well, we talk about these almost every week on the show, and seeing the people complete these courses and start jumping into our workforce or moving up in our workforce is very important.
Yeah, and it's just, to me, it's just so rewarding to sit there and watch them cross the stage and look around, and all the faculty are clapping and everybody in the audience is clapping. And then one thing I wanted to share with you too is, and this was kind of a very special moment during the commencement ceremony hour, and I call her the most experienced graduate. She was the oldest graduate, Norma Nichols, who's a local crafter. She is 90 years young.
Oh, my.
And earned an entrepreneurship certificate. And I can tell you, when she crossed that stage, the place went nuts. Everybody went crazy. She got a standing ovation from our faculty, from our staff, from the other students, from everybody in the auditorium. It was just a really an unforgettable moment to see her.
Well, folks, if you needed a little motivation on your Thursday afternoon, and you don't, and you think, well, how am I going to do that? Well, Norma, I want to get Norma's name right. Norma Nichols, 90 years old, the oldest graduate in the springtime at Ivy Tech. That's a great story. Now, did you have who was your youngest? Did you have this huge range? I bet you probably had one of those high school do-gooders in there, didn't you?
Yes. So I don't know their names, but I think it was two, I believe, that were 16 years old that graduated with an entire associate degree. So that's absolutely fantastic.
That's what they're doing at Ivy Tech. Dr. Martin Wolfger is the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs, joining us here on a Thursday afternoon. And, well, the graduation ceremony, there's just one. That's why it's special. It's always in May. Dr. Wolfger, okay, we've celebrated. We've put all the pomp and circumstance back in the box until next spring. Summer school starts when? And also, if we can't fit summer in, we have to keep an eye on August moving forward.
Yeah, so summer semester starts June 3rd, so it's not that far ahead. Courses are open, schedule stands. Students can register now for summer courses. They can also register for fall courses, and classes begin August 19th. We don't shut down over the summer, so our building is always open. We have advisors standing by to help students get registered. Faculty on break right now, but they'll return about a week before the summer starts. And so we're all prepared to help students as they embark on their educational journey. And now is actually the time to come see us, because classes sometimes fill quickly. And if you stop by right now, you can probably get the classes you want at times that really work for you. So everybody's invited to stop by on the west side and get registered for courses.
Now, we talked about your great award earlier this year, which is absolutely fantastic. But you've also had a CTE awards and your nursing skills lab. Well, you've got some exciting news to tell us. Take it away, my friend.
Yeah, so this is also super exciting, because we have a long history. Our campus has a long history of winning career and technical education awards. And so that just kind of reflects the exceptional work we're doing in that space. These are awards that are given by the Indiana Commission for Higher Education. And on May 6th, our respiratory therapy program was honored as the outstanding post-secondary CTE program. And then what made me really proud was the science technology student, Amelia Ward, received the award for outstanding post-secondary CTE student. And the funny thing about this is I announced her award during an all faculty meeting, and not just the faculty in the design technology area, but in so many other areas said, "Hey, I know Amelia and she helped us with X." And then somebody else chimed in and said, "Yeah, I've worked with her. She's wonderful. She's helping us with Y." So it was really wonderful for her to be honored. She had her family go with her. It was a great event up in Indianapolis. So really proud of her. And then for the since you asked about the nursing skills lab,
it's
also very exciting for us.
Can you build a lab? Can you build a lab big enough for all the nursing demand you have? Is that possible? This thing's going to be like 17 stories high, a million square feet.
Yeah.
If you had an unlimited budget, that's what it would look like, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it's you got that exactly right. If we had an unlimited budget, there's almost no ceiling to what we could do because of the nursing shortage in Indiana. But I'm just very pleased that we're bringing the skills lab back over to the main campus. We have an undedicated space on the main campus where we're able to build a new lab and actually increase capacity a little bit. But we're also going to be able to improve kind of the technology that's available for our students. And it's a wonderful space on the main campus that hopefully will be approved by the nursing board at some point in July. That's just now starting construction. It's going to be really quickly. And we're hoping if everything goes well, we're hoping to start our first nursing skills labs in August on the main campus.
And that's August of 2024, folks. Not down the road, August.
That's correct.
August fall semester begins on the 19th day, 2024. Summer session, June 3rd. Dr. Martin Wolfger joining us this afternoon. Did you get a chance to get over to Yellowwood last Friday? Or was that last Thursday, excuse me, and try their end of semester? They had the big fundraiser for food and drink and everything. I was bummed out I was out of town because I had to miss that.
Yeah, I went with my wife, and it was exceptional, too. You know, we had some bad luck with the weather. It was really windy, but we moved things inside. But it was phenomenal. It was really phenomenal. I always say if the Yellowwood has the best food in town, the best-kept secret. And I'm just so proud of our students. They had all kinds of things from, you know, like finger foods to just real small plates and desserts. You can make your own cookies and decorate them and things like that. So it was a wonderful event.
Outstanding. You have big plans for the summer?
I will probably go back to see my family in Austria in July. That's pretty much all I've planned for now. But other than that, I'll be around. I'll be on campus. I'm looking forward to helping any students who need assistance.
We got to have a little break. Keep those batteries recharged. Nice time of year to be in Europe in the summertime as well. Well, congratulations on a fantastic graduation last Friday. Congratulations on your big award and to your daughter. That's just a great, great story, Dr. Wolfger. And we always appreciate you joining us. Have a wonderful summer. I know I'll talk to you before we get started again in August.
All right, Mike. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.